Do you love this podcast? Do you wish you could learn even more? Well, we have an online class bundle. Our online class bundle is comprised of three online classes: Beautifying Your Home for Less, Styling Your Home, and the Fundamentals of Feng Shui. Each one of those three classes is between 30 and 45 minutes long and chock-filled with visuals and tips, things that will help you to style your own space or help out with other spaces. Additionally, with the pack of three classes, you get an autographed copy of my book, Affordable Interior Design. You get all of that for only $99. Once again, that's the three online classes as well as the book for only $99. You just go to affordableinteriordesign.com/classes. Once again, affordableinteriordesign.com/classes to buy your bundle today. And if one of those classes sounded intriguing, but maybe you already have my book or some of the other topics are not of interest, you can buy the classes individually at that site as well. Each class is $40. So head over to affordableinteriordesign.com/classes to get your bundle or your online class today.
Need a high-end designer or a lot of money to get a luxe look. Be your own interior designer.
This is Affordable Interior Design, the podcast.
Here's your host, Betsy Hellman.
I don't think I told you guys, but last month, me and the team, the Uploft Interior Design team, all got together and it was amazing. We met in New York City and we had not all gotten together since before COVID. Now we've gotten together virtually lots. We've had virtual parties, but in terms of being in the same room and hanging out and, you know, experiencing that energy that can only be felt in person, it was amazing. We had a photo shoot all day for 5 hours where we each got headshots and team shots. And, you know, we have these fancy new websites and we're using old pictures and it's time to upgrade. So we did that. And that was very emotionally and energetically taxing because I do not love having my picture taken. And I especially do not love having to sort of manage everyone and everything while I'm worried about getting my picture taken. Now, I wasn't really like managing everyone. My team members are amazing and very self-managing, but you still feel a lot of responsibility to get the shots that you need, to make sure that everyone's comfortable and has the drinks and the snacks and the jewelry that they want. And do they need a different outfit choice? And does the photographer know exactly what I'm looking for? And it's just a lot. And then, of course, we had to bring props and flowers and plants. And we no longer have our storefront because I moved to Connecticut. Now I have this little stone cottage. And while it's adorable and would have been a pretty cute set for a photo shoot, I was not going to ask my whole team to come out to Connecticut in the wild wilderness. No. So one of my clients graciously allowed us to use his office space, and it was a really fun day. And then at night, we all went out to dinner and talked. And it's really nice when you work with people to meet them face to face, but it's also really fun to talk about things that have nothing to do with work and get to know them on a different level and have them get to know you and talk about, I don't know, I learned all these things about different facial things I should be doing. After COVID, I practically stopped even washing my face because I put on makeup once a week. You should still wash your face. I'm sure that's a thing, but I just haven't prioritized that. And meanwhile, my team members are using these little machines and tools and marble facial rollers and pulsating whatevers to stimulate their whatever on their face. I've been missing out. So we just had great conversation and it was so inspiring and so fun and invigorating. And it just made me even more grateful for our amazing Uploft Interior Design team. I was so grateful to my design assistant who I met years ago, and she just started like seeing our stuff on Facebook and asked to join the team, and she's just been invaluable. She organized so much of it. It was just truly a team effort, and it really buoyed my spirits and hopefully theirs. And it was just great. It's been great to kind of emerge, even though I would say I've been one of the slower people to emerge from COVID. I think it's easier to be slow to emerge from COVID when you work from home, when you're sort of isolated and not necessarily at an office or constantly in the mix. You can kind of stay in that turtle-like protective shell and not put yourself out there too much. And it's been exciting to let go of the shell, have some adventures, and reconnect with people who are so very special to me, like our team. Speaking of our team, you guys know already, but we are hiring for an amazing sales representative and also an operations manager. These are both pretty high-level positions, and we are offering salary as well as bonus, as well as some benefits. So if you are an amazing salesperson, if you're an amazing operations manager, if you've always dreamed of putting those skills to use in a passion or like an area of passion for you, then this might be a great fit. You can send your resume to hello@uploft.com. Once again, hello@uploft.com. And we'll reach out to you if you're a fit for the position with all the details, all the information, the job description, so that you can consider that and we can consider you, because I'd love to have you join our team. Then you'll be around for the summer party, because now I'm on a roll. Now I'm like, let's party. Let's have more fun. Okay, speaking of fun, there's nothing more fun for me than digging into the mailbag. That's not totally true, by the way. I could use a tropical vacation, but if I can't take a tropical vacation, there's nothing more fun than digging into this mailbag. Without further ado, let me get to my first question, which comes from Megan. Megan is writing from Marietta, Georgia, and she says, "Hi, Betsy. I'm in the process of decorating my family room, and I need your expertise. My style is cozy English country. I love a warm, inviting, collected look. Right now, my family room is pretty neutral, so I'm working on layering more patterns and colors into the room. My room is pretty long, so I've created a few different zones to work with. On one end of the room, I've created a little play area for my young children. And on the opposite end of the room, I have a fireplace with a door to our backyard. I've placed our sectional in the middle of the room so it faces both the fireplace and our TV. My question has to do with the long wall we have our TV up against. Do you think I need to add artwork on this wall? Should I just leave it bare? What should I do to achieve the beautiful look I'm hoping to achieve? I've included pictures of both the TV wall and the other wall behind the couch so you can get an idea of the entire room. There's usually a wingback chair where we currently have our Christmas tree. Thank you so much for any suggestions you can give me." All right, well, let's dig in, Megan. So first of all, pictures are always such a help for me to understand and guide you specifically as I'm providing advice. So thank you for sending those. And guys, if you want to see Megan's pictures, all you have to do is head over to YouTube. Affordable Interior Design has a channel, and my son keeps me updated as to our number of subscribers, our number of regular viewers, because he likes to compete with me. He has his own channel and he's crushing me right now, crushing me. He just topped 1,000 subscribers and he reminds me regularly that we've barely topped 500. Guys, come on. I know you want to see Megan's pictures. Head over there and make me look a little bit cooler in the eyes of my son. All right, Megan, let's make this about you. So I love the pictures, and yes, it's giving me a very good sense of this long, lovely living space. I particularly like the chair rail and the beams. All of this beautiful architectural detailing really sets the stage. But I completely agree that right now you have a lot of heaviness on one side of the room with the sectional, and then on the other side of the room, you just have this TV and a console and eventually a wingback. You know, the problem with the room in general, for me personally, is that everything is sort of at a lower level. Almost everything in this room is at that 3-foot height, whether it's the sofa table, the sofa, the TV console, right? It's just all at a pretty standard level. Even the toy storage is at that sort of level. And then when you bring in the wingback, it is going to be back there too. We need undulation. You've heard me say this before, but it's like a landscape. Nobody's buying a panorama of Kansas. They buy a panorama of New York City, of Hong Kong, of Paris, because you get that beautiful undulation. You get those beautiful tall apartment buildings and the Eiffel Tower, and then it scoots back down. You've got Sacré-Cœur and it goes back up. So people love undulation. It helps the eye to move throughout the space. It's more dynamic. It makes better use of the height of the space. We need some taller pieces in here. Now, of course, your floor lamp will count as a tall piece, but even that is not quite tall enough. So I'm going to recommend that you do some bookcases. Now, you might say to me, Betsy, with my young children, bookcases just aren't going to be that practical because I want them to be able to reach things and I want them to be able to play with things, and they can't reach those upper levels. And also, you'll need to, of course, attach them to the wall so that the little ones aren't crawling on these and tipping them over. So I highly recommend when you have little ones to have like a bookcase that has cabinets on the bottom. Right? So that way you can store things down there, like their toys, and they can open the little doors and pull out their baskets of toys without the toys being so conspicuous all the time. The other thing I might recommend, which I don't always recommend, but I do think this might be a help in your particular situation, to mount this TV above the chair rail. Because right now, the chair rail is higher than the TV console. And it's just a lot going on, and I think it would help to integrate the wall with the furniture if you did hang that TV. You will want to conceal the cords by potentially dropping them inside the wall or even putting an outlet behind the TV. Cord concealment is a number one priority for me always. But I do want you to think about highs and lows in this room. Not just on the side by the TV, but also thinking about it maybe on either side of the sectional. I don't have great pics of that side of the room, so I really can't tell you specifically there. But yes, we need some tall plants. We need some tall bookcases. We need to be thinking about incorporating height and undulation. And then, of course, I'd be a little bit more intentional with my artwork. But I never even think about artwork. I don't consider it until I've placed all my furniture pieces. So that's going to be your priority, because if you place these tall bookcases and you've already hung your art, they may overlap. So I would probably flank my TV stand with bookcases that have cabinetry so that it does make that sort of bigger moment. And then I would mount my TV on the wall. And then on either side, I love the idea of doing a wing back that's opposite the sectional for that great conversation area. And in the children's play area, maybe we have a similar wing back. Maybe we really just embrace symmetry so then somebody can sit there and watch the kids. Because right now, in this play area, there's no seating that faces the children. And kids typically like to play in a place where you can engage with them. I have a feeling they're rarely playing alone by themselves behind the sectional. And they're probably bringing those toys over to the sectional area so they can kind of engage with you while they're hanging out. And if that's the case, maybe having a chair on this side would help them to keep their toys in their area, help them to make more use of their space, and also help you to engage with them a bit more so that they stay there. Just some ideas for you, right? But definitely height is a concern, especially just to keep going, because you've got the Roman shades on the windows. The Roman shades on the windows are a beautiful touch, and I think they look really clean and nice, but it's not helping to emphasize that height like a drape would do. Now, you can still put drapes on these windows. You'll just want to mount them outside and over the Roman so that you can pull them side to side without hitting the Roman shade. But there's many, many drapery rods that come with adjustable brackets. I love the Cambria collection from Bed Bath & Beyond because it can project from the wall between 3 and 6 inches. So it can fall over baseboard radiators, fall over the Roman blinds, and allow you to have that beautiful, practically floor-to-ceiling height, again, to draw the eye up and to provide some visual undulation. There we go. Another room solved. And now it's time for a quick commercial break. Have you dreamed of making interior design your career, but just don't know how to get started? You know you don't want to go back to university, but you'd love to make money doing what you're passionate about, and you'd love to take this interest in interior design beyond a hobby. Well, I have the program for you. It's the Uploft Interior Design Academy. In the Academy, which is a robust 10-week course, we teach you everything you need to know about where to find clients, how to make money, but also the fundamentals of design. Whether it's creating the perfect floor plan, working with a floor plan software, measuring for windows, choosing the right paint color and finish, shopping for your clients with expertise, and then of course, creating visual presentations online that will wow, we cover all your bases so that you can take your passion and turn it into profit. All you have to do is go to uploftinteriordesignacademy.com. Once again, that's uploftinteriordesignacademy.com. There you can read more, you can see alumni testimonials, and there's a quiz that I've personally created to help you determine where you fit in the landscape. Should you be pursuing a course? Do you personally, based on your goals, need to go back to university? Or should you keep this as just a hobby? Head over to uploftinteriordesign.com/quiz to find out your path and learn more today. Let's go to my next question. My next question comes from Hannah. Hannah is writing from Clifton Springs, New York. Hannah writes, "Hello again. Thank you for answering my kitchen design questions earlier this year. My new house is finished, and now I can use some help with the decorating. I would love to know your thoughts on window coverings. I feel like the window above the sink needs something, but I want it to feel light. I'm going for airy transitional farmhouse. I was going to do side panels on the ends of only the big windows, not designed to be closed, and then I was going to put nothing on the sliding glass door. Also, do you have ideas on where to find stools for the island? I'm looking for affordable. The dining table I have for the space is dark wood and a traditional style. I have attached a photo of my inspiration piece for your reference as well." Well, thank you so much, Hannah. I am going to dig into these pictures and give you some advice. So let me inform the listeners who aren't watching on YouTube about what this space looks like. So you've got these kind of white oak cabinets with a very light stain. You've got dark countertops with the black pulls. The light fixture above the island is a three-prong black light fixture. It looks like the island might be navy with a white top. And then you've got another beautiful linear chandelier on the other side of the room. It is very high. Typically, I want the linear chandelier to be, or any chandelier, frankly, above a dining table to be 30 to 36 inches from the top of the table to the bottom of the fixture. You are going to need to lower this fixture if it's going to ultimately be above a table. Let me just be clear about that. So everything is definitely leaning towards that farmhouse style right now, including your inspiration piece, which is of this lovely cow who happens to be sort of painted in this relatively abstract way with blues and purples and a red nose and a wonderful crown of yellow flowers, perhaps crocuses even. My crocuses, even though it's February, are already shooting up from the ground and in bloom, which is a little frightening, but also very exciting because I love warm weather. It's coming. All right, let's get to your questions. Your first question is the window covering for above the sink. Now, above a sink, I like to keep it really minimal because it's going to get sprayed and gunky and gross. And I just don't see that you're needing a lot of privacy here. Out the window, I'm seeing trees. So if you don't need privacy, I might dress it with a very minimal slatted blind. Or in my own personal kitchen, just full disclosure, I have an amazing window that looks out at our wooded backyard and I don't have a window treatment on it and I love it because I did have wood slatted blinds above the sink on the window in my last place and they just got dusty and caked with grease and gross and they were a pain to clean. So I prefer having nothing since I don't need the privacy either. The one thing that I think will make this room feel less empty is if you do a backsplash. That might add enough color, pattern, texture that you don't feel the need to do a window treatment. So that would be where I would go first with this window above the sink. Now, in terms of stools, If you're looking for an affordable, good quality, transitional bar stool, look no further than Grandin Road. I love Grandin Road. It's affiliated with Frontgate. Now, Frontgate, we know, is pretty expensive, but they have very similar styles and a much more affordable price point and amazing sales at Grandin Road. So that would be one of my first stops. Pottery Barn also has beautiful options that can be quite affordable if you find them on sale. Ballard Designs can have good sale prices, and they have similar transitional styles. But my number one thought for you, Grandin Road all the way. Not only will you find beautiful bar stools, I think you'll also find some high quality dining chairs for that table that you've purchased. And you had another question for me. Let me go there. Oh, yes. On your other window, you were thinking about panels. Definitely put panels on that nice big window. I completely agree that they do not need to close because this window is probably over 100 inches long. And that means that you would need double wides on each side, which could be nice visually, actually, especially if you mounted them quite far outside. So outside the window frame, if you did mount them like a foot to 18 inches, it would make this window look even larger. It would add that softness and that beautiful, sumptuous texture that only a fabric can. And then it would look more in scale with this window. That's what I would do. I would do double wides on this big window, hang them far outside, knowing that you'll never close them. And then I feel like, personally, you do need to do a similar treatment on the slider. However, because the slider is much less wide than that big window, I would do the single panels on the slider, one and one, again, hanging them about a foot out or maybe 8 to 10 inches in this case because it's the single panel, and hanging them at the same height as the large window because the slider is a little bit lower, but we want to treat it exactly the same way. Bring in that beautiful texture. It's far away enough from the kitchen and the stove that it's not going to get greasy and gross. And it's going to really soften this space. I also highly recommend, in order to soften this space, getting those stools, those counter stools that have an upholstered seat so that it adds a little color, even if it's a leather upholstery, right? So you could easily wipe it off and it would be more kid friendly. You can add a pop of color. Grandin Road has beautiful leather colors. And then of course you'll want to do a rug under that dining table. Do something low profile that you could easily clean up with a Roomba or even a very attentive dog, right? You don't want anything too thick and shaggy where cereal or, you know, red sauce is going to get mushed into those fibers, but that will help to soften the space because right now it's pretty cold and the farmhouse look in general is pretty cold, austere, somewhat industrial with the raw finishes. We need to soften and make it feel more inviting and homey. That's my two cents. Guys, do you want my two cents on a situation that you're having? Please don't hesitate to write in. I love answering your questions, seeing your pictures, hearing how things went. You'll want to head over to affordableinteriordesign.com/podcast. Once again, affordableinteriordesign.com/podcast. And there you'll be able to submit a question. You'll be able to become a premium member, which means you get access to our whole back archive of special bonus episodes that are only available to our premium listeners. You'll see show notes and so much more. So we'd love to see you on our website. We'd love to see you on our YouTube channel. And I'll be back with you next week. Until then, bye. Do you wish you could see images of the pictures I describe on the podcast? Do you want even more design tips, tricks, and trends? Then you'll want to follow Uploft Interior Design on our social channels. You can see show notes and see a video recording of me taping the podcast on our YouTube channel. You can also follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn. If you love design and want even more, be sure to follow Uploft Interior Design on your favorite social networks. A big thank you to our amazing producer, Catherine Heller, to Eitan and the MBCR House Band, and to Affordable Interior Design, the sponsor of this podcast and the premier place to get an amazing look on a budget. Check out affordableinteriordesign.com. If you guys love the show, the very best way to support us is by spreading the word. Tell your friends or write us an awesome review on iTunes. So until next week, guys, thanks so much for joining us, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.